don't know that.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight.
Drive on air.
Friday night, yaggity yak.
Don't know that.
This topic.
Welcome to Jive on Air. Today we're going to be talking about marriages of convenience. When you get married, will you marry for love, money, companionship, mail order brides, to escape your country, because the person looks good? What are your reasons? Today that's what we're going to be talking about. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Social union or legal contract between individuals that creates a kinship. It is an institution in which interpersonal relationships, usually intimate and sexual, are acknowledged by a variety of ways, depending on the culture or demographic. Such a union may also be called matrimony, while the ceremony that marks its beginnings is usually called a wedding, and the marital structure created is known as wedlock. So today we're talking to Whitney and Mark. Mark, what do you think? Do you think that marriage should solely be based on love, or are there other reasons?
I know there's other reasons, but I think marriage stands for
to show your love for someone, and some people just abuse that.
Whitney, what do you think?
I agree with Mark.
About what?
Everything that you said. There could be a ton of reasons you could get married, but they don't have to be the right reasons just because you marry someone. You could marry a really old guy that's about to die just for his money.
And is that okay?
It depends on who you talk to. Some people will say it's okay and some people won't.
What do you think?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of different reasons for getting married. There's also different things, close relationships where you don't need marriage. Okay? Close relationships that we have found on the internet, the source of all knowledge, I guess, are types of relationships. Boyfriend, bromance, casual, ficacibo, cohabitation, combinage, concubinage, courtesan, domestic partnership, family, friendship, girlfriend, husband, kinship, marriage, mistress, lover, monogamy, non-monogamy, pederasty, polyamory, polyfidelity, polygamy, romantic friendship, same-sex relationship, significant other, soulmate, widowhood, wife. With these major relationship events happening, mating, courtship, bonding, divorce, infidelity, relationship breakup, romance, separation, and wedding. And all of these feelings are akin to affinity, attachment, comparison, intimacy, jealousy, limerence, love, passion, platonic love, polyamory, psychology of sexual monogamy. So, our opinions are love, marriage, who knows? We'll be back in a couple minutes.
If my love can bind your heart, and there's no need to take a stand, or it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I am old enough to face the dawn.
Just call me angel of the morning.
And we are back. You just heard Angel of the Morning, a song that is definitely not about marriage. So we're talking about marriages. Love, money, companionship, who really knows? Arranged marriages have been around for centuries. An arranged marriage is a marriage arranged by someone other than a couple getting wedded, curtailing or avoiding the process of courtship. Such marriages had deep roots in royal and aristocratic families around the world, including Europe. Today, arranged marriages are still practiced in South Asia and the Middle East to some extent. Other groups that practice this custom include the Unification Church. It should not be confused with the phenomenon of forced marriage. Arranged marriages are usually seen in Indian and African cultures and are usually decided by the parents or an older family member. This match could be selected by parents, a matchmaking agent, matrimonial site, or a trusted third party. In many communities, priests or religious leaders, as well as relatives or family friends, play a major role in matchmaking. Whitney, what do you think about arranged marriages?
I think it would suck to have an arranged marriage. Because you couldn't get to pick like who you love, or if you didn't love them, you'd have to marry them anyway.
Yes, but what if it was for your own good?
Then I guess I'd have to live with it, but it'd be hard. I don't know.
Mark, an arranged marriage, would you agree to something like that?
No.
Why not?
Because it's arranged by someone else. I don't want to marry somebody that I didn't pick.
Then maybe you met on the wedding day. Like, you're walking up the aisle with your flowers, and there's the person standing there. And you're like, hey, I just met you for the first time. Let's get married.
Okay, like, so basically they arrange it, and then you don't ever meet the person, you just go to the wedding?
In some customs, yes. You meet them
on the
day, you get married.
I'd go, and if she's ugly, then I'd leave halfway through the walking down the aisle.
I'm glad that you have your priorities in order, Mark. Thank you, we'll be back in a couple minutes.
This here is a remarkable So-So Death remix. J.E., y'all. Run DMC. To the beach, y'all. And me, y'all know my name. Come on.
See, first of all, yeah. I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this.
What?
But I'ma be real and say what's on my heart.
Yeah.
Let's take this chance and make this love feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start? Yeah.
We might as well do it.
Talking about marriages of convenience. Now, what I found on Wikipedia is also something called a mail order bride. Mail order bride is a label applied to a woman who publishes her intent to marry someone from another, usually a more financially developed country. The term is considered offensive by some definitions. Historically, mail order brides were women who listed themselves in catalogs and were selected by men for marriage. Sometimes the men and women involved were citizens of different countries. Example, Gratia, women from European countries moving to the United States during the 18th and 19th centuries. And sometimes they involve citizens of the same country. Although historically, mail-order brides came from well-developed areas to marry men in overseas colonies and frontier lands, the trend has reversed. Recently, the trend is primarily one of women who live in developing countries seeking men in more developed countries. The majority of these women are from Southeast Asia, including the Philippines, countries of the former Soviet Union, and to a lesser extent, from Latin America. Since the collapse of the Soviet Union, large numbers of Eastern European women are advertising themselves in such a way, primarily being from Russia, Romania, Ukraine, and Moldova. In the past, international marriage agencies such as Cherry Blossoms allowed women to sign up to be listed in picture magazines. Now the internet has largely supplanted this method. Men who list themselves in such publications are referred to as mail-order husbands. Nations that often receive mail-order brides are the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, South Korea, Taiwan, Singapore, Germany, and Australia. Whitney, what do you think about mail-order brides? Is it something that should be allowed or something that is passé and should be thought of kind of like human slavery?
Well, I think if you want to put yourself up for sale, then go for it, but I would never want to do that. It's not like, I don't know. If people want to do that, then it's their decision because it's theirs. They could do what they want with themselves, but what if you go to like some abusive guy that's going to beat you all the time? Then they would have wished they hadn't done it.
It's true, but you're leaving the former Soviet Union or some place that is completely underdeveloped. Would you take that kind of chance, roll that kind of dice to say, maybe I'll end up with somebody good, or maybe I'll end up in a shallow grave on the side of the road?
No, I wouldn't take the chance. I'd stay where I was most comfortable.
Mark, as a guy, would you ever get a mail-order bride?
No.
Why not, or why?
Because they don't really like me. They just want to leave their country, so I'd be like, that's dumb.
Why do you think people would order somebody over the internet?
Because they're fat, lonely, hairy guys who can't get a girlfriend. Who's probably sweat a lot, too.
And therefore they need to order people over the internet.
Yeah, because they can't meet a girl.
Mail order husbands, while not advertised on the internet as frequently, are available. Mostly for men in the United States. That's to be more of a gay marriage arena. After looking it up on the internet, I found www.mailorderhusbands.net, but it was a spoof site, and all of the men you could order were definitely different in each of their own ways. Okay, so what we have found here is we have found that the divorce rate, according to the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, reports that marriages arranged through these services, such as mail order brides or mail order husbands, would appear to have lower divorce rates than the nation. As fully 80% of these marriages having lasted over the years, which are reported. The U.S. CIS also reports that mail order bride and email correspondence services result in 4,000 to 6,000 marriages between U.S. men and foreign brides each year. On that note, we're going to take a break and just contemplate the fact that 4,000 to 6,000 men order women over the internet every year.
I can't conceal it.
talking about marriage as a convenience. Right now we're talking about mail order brides. According to Wikipedia, mail order bride murders in the U.S., maybe not prevalent, but there have been 4 incidences over the past decade. In September 2003, 26-year-old Ukrainian engineer mail order bride Alla Barney bled to death on the floor of her car after her American husband, Lester Barney, 58, slashed her throat in front of the couple's 4-year-old son, Daniel. Lester fled with Daniel from the scene in the parking lot of the boys' daycare center. But after an Amber Alert was triggered, he turned Daniel over to a friend and was himself taken into custody by the police. Alla had been granted restraining order against Lester a few months before and had been given temporary custody of Daniel. Another thing that happened was Susan Blackwell met her husband through an international marriage broker called Asian Encounters and left the Philippines to settle with him in Washington State in 1994. The husband, Timothy Blackwell, physically abused Susanna, including one incident in which he choked her the day after their wedding. Susanna reported the abuse to police and obtained a protection order against him. While awaiting a divorce-slash-annulment proceedings in Seattle, many months later, Susanna and her 2 friends were shot dead. Blackwell was convicted of murdering all 3 women. Third incident, Anastasia King, a young woman from Kyrgyzstan, was found strangled and buried in a shallow grave in Washington State in December 2000. At the age of 18, Anastasia had received an email from 38-year-old Seattle man Indul King from a mail-order bride website. He flew to her country and they were married soon after. 2 years later, after considerable strife, Indul wanted another bride. He was allegedly unwilling to pay for a divorce, so he ordered a tenant in their Washington home to kill Anastasia. Weighing nearly 300 pounds, her husband pinned Anastasia down while a tenant strangled her with a necktie. Both were convicted of murder. King's previous wife, whom he had also met through a marriage agency, had domestic violence protection order issued against him and left him because he was abusive. A fourth incident, Nina Reiser was a Russian-born and trained obstetrician and gynecologist. She was murdered by her husband, Hans Reiser, a businessman and computer programmer. She had a restraining order against him during their divorce. She had been reported missing on September 5th, 2006. In the same month, Hans was detained by Oakland police due to suspicions surrounding the disappearance of his wife. He was later arrested for the suspected murder. On April 28, 2008, Hans Reiser was found guilty of first-degree murder and was sentenced to 15 years to life in prison. On July 7, 2008, Hans led Oakland police to his wife's remains with an agreement only to be charged for second-degree murder. There's only been 1 murder by mail-order bride in the United States. In 2002, Tessie Buhay Spots, a native of the Philippines, was charged with the slow poisoning of her husband, Alfred Spots, in Newbury, South Carolina. The couple had met through an international magazine advertisement. I guess the lesson learned here is be careful who you marry, and especially be careful who you send away for. Whitney, do you think that marriage is a convenience based on ordering somebody or meeting them through, say, like a quick date will ever work?
No.
Why not?
You have to get to know someone really well before you can marry them and make it work.
And a marriage of convenience based on something like wanting to come to this country will what?
That's just one to use someone for your benefit. If you can't get into the country other than marrying someone, then you're going to want to marry them. Just so you can have a way to get into some place that you like.
Mm-hmm. Mark, can you ever think of a good reason for a marriage of convenience?
Pretty much, no.
Forget mail-order brides. We're done with mail-order brides. What about just a marriage of convenience where, like, you just want to be married, I guess. I can't think of any other reason besides that.
Well, then you're probably getting married for the right reason, aren't you? If you're doing it because you want to be married.
So companionship versus love. If you want to just...
I mean, if you want to have a companionship, be a friend. Don't get married. It's kind of dumb.
I don't know. We all have differing opinions. Personally, I feel that marriage should be about love, but who really knows? There are different types of love, and the idea to marry for companionship or for kids or for financial stability has always been out there. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Shoot!
Statistics from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. From their NCHS data brief on November through June 2009. Some of the key findings they found from 2000 were that over 70% of men and women ages 25 to 44 have ever been married. 71% of men and 79% of women. Non-Hispanic black men and women aged 25 to 44 have lower percentages who have ever been married than non-Hispanic white and Hispanic persons of the same age. The probability that men will marry by the age of 40 is 81%, and for women it's 86%. A larger percent of women than men aged 35 to 44 have ever married by age 35. So basically it looks like that women get married earlier. Okay? What would be the key reason for marriage, Whitney?
A key reason?
Yes. Why would you get married when... stuff like that.
Confused.
And she's confused.
Love.
Love. Okay?
I don't understand your question.
What's the main reason? What's the best reason to get married, right?
I guess.
Because you love someone.
Because you love someone. What if you love someone and they have a horrible credit rating and they live with their mother in their basement?
I can get a
job. You still love them. You could just make them get a job and marry them.
So you could change them?
Yeah.
Wow. Mark, what do you think?
Same thing. Change them. Get them off their lazy butts out of their mom's basement. Get them a job. But I think it's usually the guy who needs to be changed. Because they probably don't have a job. Like, I was watching this weird show yesterday. It was like Teen Mom or something like that. And this fat guy is like really lazy and he's kind of bad. And yeah. And, like, she can't change them, so they end up breaking up.
No.
But they never got married, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. According to the CDC, there are about 2 million marriages a year, which doesn't seem right, but, hey, who knows. We will be back in a couple of minutes.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They tossed the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
tossed the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy.
Final segment on marriages of convenience. According to marriageforDummies.blogspot.com, the top 10 reasons to get married from a woman's perspective: stability, love, a bodyguard, someone you can fart in front of and not get embarrassed, a lawn boy, a car mechanic, a VCR programmer, a TV remote locator, a taste tester for your cooking, or a body warmer. Whitney, do you think those are the top 10 reasons to get married from a woman's perspective?
No.
Why not?
Because some of those are like really absurd reasons.
Okay, what would your top 10 reasons be?
I don't know that I'd have 10.
What would your top 2 reasons be?
You could just get married for love or security.
Anything else?
My top 2.
What about a VCR programmer? No?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And from a man's perspective, the top 10 reasons are sex, personal slave, key locator, wallet locator, food preparation, lunch packer, child nurturer, phone dialer, family birthday reminder, and schedule coordinator. Mark, do you think that those should be the top 10 reasons for a man to get married?
Yes.
Really? Which part? The lunch packer or the phone dialer?
Both.
Okay. Seriously?
No.
Okay, let me have a serious reason, please.
No, that's not. No.
Okay. Top 10 reasons not to get married, according to this blog. It scares me. It bites. It ends in tragedy 50% of the time. It stinks when you fight. Mean people are horrible. It bugs me. I keep picking passive-aggressive men. It costs money, and I think I covered it in less than 10 items. With all of these sites out there, it's really hard not to go wrong. From just searching top 10 reasons to get married, I got results 1 to 10 of about 12 million reasons in about 0.62 seconds. Go Google. So, today we talked about marriages of convenience, basically mail-order brides, what it takes to get married, and the top 10 reasons. I don't know if we've all come to a consensus, but we do realize that there are different reasons to get married, but the top one should be...
love.
Love. We're going to end with a song that's all about love, and we'll see you next week when Mark will be discussing... He's got no idea what his topic will be. Well, guess it'll be a surprise. See you then.
Can anybody...
Somebody,
somebody,
ooh, somebody,
please.
Somebody to love.